Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua, Perek Yud Gimel. For the next several Perakim, we are going to see the division of Eretz Kena'an to the tribes of Israel, Chalukat Ha'aretz. Perek Yud Gimel, we will see the recap of Moshe's division of the land to the 2.5 tribes in Arvot Moav, on the eastern side of the Jordan. Perakim Yud Dalid through Yud Zayin, we will see Yehoshua dividing up the land to 2.5 tribes, Yehuda, Ephraim, and Hepher Menashe. They will get a significant amount of Pesukim. And then finally at the end, Yud Het and Yud Tet, those last two Perakim, we will see Yehoshua dividing up the rest of the land to the last 7 Shevatim. In this Perek Yud Gimel, we will see the Eretz HaNish'eret, the leftover land that has not been conquered yet. And then we will see the borders and a list of cities that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Uven Gad and Hefer Menashe. Once again, it will be very helpful to follow along a map for this Perek in Da'at Mikra, page Kuf Vav, page 106. Pasuk Aleph, V'Yehoshua zaken ba bayamim, v'yomer Adonai elav, ata zakanta bata bayamim, v'ha'ares nishara harbe me'od rishta. And Yehoshua was old, advanced in years, and Hashem told him, you have become old, advanced in years, and very much of the land still remains to be taken possession of. We know Yehoshua dies at age 110 years old. The Navi doesn't tell us how old he is here, but he is old. There is a lot to conquer. This is a little perplexing, since we said in Perek Yud Aleph that Yehoshua took over the entire land. So we need to understand what's being said from both these Perakim. Yehoshua took over the land in general, but still didn't conquer each city and proactively rule over them. We'll see from Pasuk Vav that both the land that wasn't conquered, along with the conquered territories, both are to be divided up to the Shevatim. Now let's see what is the Eretz HaNish'eret. Zot Ha'aretz HaNish'aret. Kol Gelilot HaPelishtim V'Chol HaGeshuri. This is the remaining land. All the districts of the Pelishtim and all those of the Geshuri. The districts of the Pelishtim we know on the western shoreline of Eretz Kena'an. The Geshuri is south of that. It's either the land west of Wadi Al-Arish, which is Eretz Goshen, or it's the land east of Wadi Al-Arish. In either case, it is both. Either these places are both south of the Gililot Pelishtim, south of Gaza. Min ha-shihor asher al-pene Mitzrayim ve'ad gevul Ekron safona ve'lakla kena'ani tehashev hameshet tzanei Pelishtim ha'azati ve'ha'ashdodi ha'ashkeloni ha'giti ve'ha'ekroni ve'ha'avim. From the Shihor by Egypt until the border of Ekron in the north is considered Kena'ani. Right? From the Shihor is a river, it's identified as either the eastern tip of the Nile River as the southwest border, or it's Wadi Al-Arish. Again, this is depending on where you understand Eretz HaGeshuri to be. Both these Pirushim come hand in hand. But this is the southwestern border. Until the border of Ekron in the north, this is the northeastern tip of the Pelishti provinces. On the map, it's east of Ashdod. All this land originally belonged to the Kena'ani, right? As we saw in Bereshit, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yutet, you could see over there. And the Pelishtim took it over. Even though the Pelishtim took it over, it is still part of Eretz Kena'an and within Israel's borders. And let's continue on in the Pasuk. Hameshet Tzanei Pelishtim. the five governors of the Pelishtim, and these are the Azati, Ashdodi, Ashkeloni, Giti, and Akroni. And we have Avim. If you count them, there are six. So Avim are not part of the five Pelishti districts. In addition to the five districts of the Pelishtim, we also have the Avim. All this was not conquered by Yehoshua. This is the Eretz HaNishe'eret. Mitaman kol Eretz HaKena'ani u'ma'ara asher ha'Sidonim ad Afeka ad Gevul ha'Emori. From the south, and we're going to have to understand what this from the south is, as we'll see the Pasuk really goes into the north of Eretz Yisrael. Kol Eretz HaKena'ani, all the Kena'ani land, and Me'ara, that belong to the Tzidonim, we know the Tzidonim were all the way in the north of Israel, until Afeka, right? Me'ara, we only know where it is. It sounds like an area with a lot of caves. Until Afeka, most people identify this near Tzidon, or maybe Nahar Ibrahim, it's 50 miles northeast of Tzidon, so way north, until the border of Emori. Right, this is the border in the north. So we just listed the entire northern area, the northeast. So when we mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk from the south, Miteman, we should say this is maybe in contrast to the next Pasuk that speaks of the northern part of this area. But both of these are in the northern part of Israel. Ve'aretz ha'givli v'chol ha'levanon mizrach ha'shemesh min'ba'al gad tahat har'chemon ad levo hamat. And the Givli land, today Givli is a port city, Jubel, it's about 50 miles north of Tzidon. And all of Lebanon, Lebanon to the east, from Baal Gad, right? But from Baal Gad in the east until Levo Hamat in the north, near the Orontes River in modern-day Syria. Kol Yosheve Hahar Mina Levanon Ad Misrefot Maim Kol Tzidonim Anochi Orishem Mipene Bene Israel Rak Hapilea Israel Benahala Kasher Siviticha. All the inhabitants of the mountainous region from Lebanon until Misrefot Maim, seems like some hill country, we don't really know where it is. All of Tzidonim, I will drive them out from in front of Bnei Israel. Just, you must distribute the lands to Israel as a nahala, as their territory, just as I have commanded you. So to sum up, we have the southern part of Israel that hasn't been conquered, and the north as well. Hashem promises to get rid of the enemies there. Just add this to the land that's going to be divided to Am Israel. So it's interesting, conquered and unconquered territories are going to be divided to the Shevatim as their portion of Nahala in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ata, halek et ha'aretz hazot b'nahala l'tish'at ha'shevatim v'chatzir shevet ha'mnashe. And now, distribute this land as a Nahala, as an inheritance to the nine tribes and the half-tribe of Menashe. Imo, Haruveni v'hagadi l'kichuna halatam, asher natan lahem Moshe be'aver hayaden mizraha, ka'asher natan lahem Moshe eved Adonai. Imo, with them, meaning with the half-tribe of Menashe, this is a little tricky since it's not the same half-tribe of Menashe, it's actually referring to the other half of the tribe. So you have to read Hatzir Shevet HaMenashe twice over here to make sense of these Pesukim. It's like a Mikra Haser. So, Hatzir Shevet HaMenashe, the half-tribe of Menashe, and Reuveni, the tribe of Reuven, and the tribe of Gad, took their portions of land that Moshe gave them on the eastern side of the Jordan, just as Moshe, the servant of God, gave them. Right, these last few words of the Pasuk is introducing the next Pesukim that will map out the borders. Right, just as Moshe, Eved Hashem, gave them. Me'aroer, from Aroer, asher asifa nahal anon, v'ha'ira shebetoch ha'nahal, v'chol ha'mishor medeva ad divon. From Aroer, right, this is the southern border right above Moab's territory, today Ara'ir, on the banks of Nahal Arnon. And the city that is within the Wadi, there was a city in the Wadi, and the entire plain from Medeva until Divon, right? Madaba in the north until Dibon, which is near Aroer. V'chol ares Sihon melech ha'emori Hashem malach b'hashbon ad gevul ben Amon, and all the cities of Sihon, the king of Emori, who ruled in Hashbon, that was his capital, until the border of Bnei Amon, which is the eastern border. Right, Amon, just like Moab, we are not allowed to touch their land, as we saw in Sefer Bemidbar, Al Titkar Ba Milhama. Right, so that was the border on the east, Bnei Amon. V'hagilad, uvgvul ha'geshuri v'hamachati v'chol har harmon v'chol ha'bashan ad salcha. And the Gilad, right, the Gilad was a territory of land that stretched from the Anmuch in the north until the Hashbon River in the south. And the borders of the Geshuri and Ma'achati, right, in the, all the way in the northwest. V'chol har harmon, and all of the Harmon mountain, this is all the way in the north, and all of the Bashan, and all the way eastward until Salcha. Kol mamlechut og b'Bashan ashe malach b'ashtarot uvedrei, hun nishar meyeter harifaim v'yakem Moshe v'yorishem. The entire kingdom of Og in the Bashan, who ruled in Ashtarot and Edrei, those were his two capital cities, he was left over from the remnants of the Rephaim, a tribe of giants, and Moshe defeated them and drove them out. V'lo horishu b'nei Yisrael et ha-geshuri v'et ha-ma'achati, v'yeshev geshuru ma'achat b'kerv Yisrael ad ha-yom hazeh. And b'nei Yisrael did not drive out the Geshuri and Ma'achati tribes, and Geshur Ma'achat lived amongst Israel, in the midst of Israel, until this very day. Rak l'shevet ha-levi lo natan ha-chala, yishe Adonai Elohei Yisrael hu nachalato ka'asher dimber lo. However, to the tribe of Levi, he did not give a nahala, Moshe did not give a portion of land to. The burnt offerings of Hashem, the God of Israel, was their portion, just as he spoke to him, just as Hashem spoke to Moshe. So even though Moshe set aside three cities for the Leviim, as we know from the Torah, he didn't give it to them yet, as he was commanded to only give it to them from Nahalat Ahuzatam of Bnei Israel, from the land of Bnei Israel's possession. So until Bnei Israel conquered the land, Moshe couldn't give over the cities to the Levim. So the Levim still don't have any Nahala, as the Pasuk is saying over here. Ishe Hashem, we explained, as the burnt offerings of Hashem. It's referring to the Korbanot that the Kohanim get from Bnei Israel. And Ka'asher Dibelo, just as he commanded him, as he spoke to him, is to Aharon, right? This is referring to Bemidbar, Perek Yud Het, Pasuk Av Dalet, Betoch Bnei Yisrael lo yinhanun lahala, right? That within Bnei Yisrael they won't have a portion, the Levim won't have a portion. Now we'll see what Moshe divided up already for the 2.5 Shevatim. Vayiten Moshe lematev Bnei Reuven lemishpechotam. Right, so opening up with Reuven, and Moshe gave to the tribe of Bnei Reuven, to their families. V'hilahem gev ha-gevul me'aro'er, asher sefa nachal Arnon, v'ha'ir asher betoch ha-nachal, v'chol ha-mishor ad Medeva. And there was their border from Aro'er, which is on the bank of Nahal Arnon, and the city that was within the Wadi, within the Nahal, and the entire plain until Medeva, until Madaba. Hashbon v'chol areya asher ba-mishor, Divon uvamot Baal uvet Baal Meon, and Hashbon, and all its Hashbon is the capital city of Sihon Melech Ha'emori. Today it's called Hisban. There's a city called Hisban, and all its cities that were in the plain. Divon is a city in the south. Uvamot Baal and Bet Baal Meon are both cities named after the Avodah Zarah. Then And we continue listing the cities of Reuven. Ve'yatza uktemot u'mefa'at. And Yatza is actually where Sihon came out to attack Bnei Yisrael from in Bemidbar Perekaf Aleph. And Kedemot, it's a city within Midbar Kedemot, which was where Moshe sent his messengers to seek peace with Sihon from. That you could see Devarim Perek Bet Pasukaf Vav. And Mefa'at, Ve'kiryataim Ve'sivma Ve'seret HaShachar Behar HaEmek. And Kiryataim and Sivma are both mentioned in Reuven cities in Bemidbar Lamid Bet. The end of the perek there. Ubet Peor ve'ashtot ha'piska ubet ha'ishimot. And Bet Peor, we know Rosh ha'Peor is where Bi'alm ends up blessing Israel from in Bemidbar Kaf Gimel. And Ashtot ha'piska and Bet ha'ishimot, all these were Sihon cities that now belong to Reuven. וכול ערי המישור וכול ממלכות סיחון מלך האמורי אשר מלך בחשבון אשר יקם משה אותו ואת נשיאי מדיין את אבי ואת רקם ואת סור ואת חור ואת רבע נשיחי סיחון יושבי הארץ. And all the cities of the plain and all the kingdom of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, who ruled Sihon מלך האמורי, who ruled in Heshbon, who Moshe killed him and all the chiefs of Midian. And then we name the five chiefs, Evi, Rekem, Tsur, Hur, and Reva, Nesiche Sihon, right? The princes of Sihon, inhabitants of the land. Right? So these Nesi'e Midian, right? We saw these names in Bemidbar Lamed Aleph. They were the five kings of Midian that Bnei Yisrael killed in Moshe's last war. They also killed Bil'am in that battle, as mentioned there, and we'll see here as well in the next Pasuk. ואת בלעם בן באור הקוסם הרגו בני ישראל בחרב אל חלליהם. And Bil'am, the son of Beor, the sorcerer, right? Over here we refer to him as a sorcerer, a kosem, we don't refer to him as a navi. Bnei Yisrael killed by the sword along with the other slain. ויהי גבול בני ראובן הירדן וגבול זאת נחלת בני ראובן למשפחותם הערים וחצריהם. And this is the border of Bnei Reuven, the Jordan, right? The Jordan is the border on the west. This is the Nahala, this is the portion of land that Bnei Reuven received to their families, their cities, and their villages. So, it's important to just mention this from now. Arim are the walled cities. Hatzrehem are the open cities, the villages. Asher en lahem choma saviv. So that sums up Reuven's territory. They received half of Sihon's land. The southern border being Nahal Arnon and the cities mentioned. The western border being the Yarden. The northern and eastern borders aren't clearly defined, but it would be the furthest cities, Heshbon in the north, and possibly Yatza, Kedemot, and Mefa'at on the east. Now we move to Bnei Gad. After we finish Reuven, we go to Gad. Bnei Gad, as we'll see, will receive the other half of Sihon's land. Vayitem Moshe l'matei Gad l'vnei Gad l'mishpechotam. And Moshe gave to the tribe of Gad, to the children of Gad, to their families. Vayhi lahem ha'gevul ya'zer v'chol ari ha'gilad v'chatzi eres b'nei Amon ad aro'er asher p'nei Rabbah. And their border was Ya'zer. Ya'zer is the southeastern border of Gad's territory. We saw in Bemidbar Lamed Bet, right in the beginning, that it was the land of Ya'zer being a great land for livestock that sparked the people from Shevet Gad to ask Moshe for the land on the eastern side of the Jordan. So this is a famous territory from the Chumash. V'chol arei ha'Gilad and all the cities of the Gilad. These are referring to all the cities of the Gilad, all the ones in Sihon's land, which is the southern half of the Gilad until Nahal Yabok. Eretz, v'chatzi Eretz Bnei Amon, and half of the land of Bnei Amon, right? This was also conquered by Sihon, which allowed Bnei Yisrael to take it over. Up until Aroer in the east, Asher al Pnei Rabbah, that borders Rabbah, meaning the capital of Bnei Amon, Rabat bin Ammon. Any further east is Ammon territory, whom Hashem said we cannot touch. Now we'll move to explain how far God's territory stretched from south to north. Umeheshbon ad ramat ha-mitzpeh uvtonim mimahanaim ad gevul lidvir. And from Heshbon in the south, right, which bordered Reuven, until Ramat ha-mitzpeh uvtonim, right, until Ramat ha-mitzpeh uvtonim, and Mahanaim heading north until the border of Devir. Uba'emek, Bet Haram u'Bet Nimra v'Sukot v'Safon, Yeter Mamlechut Sihon Melech Heshbon, Hayarden u'Gvul, Ad Ketzei Yam Kineret Eivir Hayarden Mizraha. And in the valley, these are the cities in the valley, Bet Haram, one of the places that B'nai Gad built up in B'midbar Lamed Bet, there is called Bet Haran. Bet Nimra is also mentioned there. V'Sukot, Sukot as well as Mahanaim were two places that Yaakov stopped off at on his way back from Lavan to Eretz Israel. And Tzafon is a place itself. The rest of the kingdom of Sihon, the king of Heshbon, the Jordan and its bank, until the tip of Yam Kineret, right, until Yam Kineret all the way in the north, on the east side of the Jordan. So to sum up, Gad, Zod Nahalat Minei Gad Mishpechotam He'arim Hatzrehim. Right, this is the Nahalat, this is the portion of land that went to the children of Gad, to their families, their cities, and their villages. So to sum up Gad, they bordered Reuven in the south by Heshbon, the east up until Bnei Ammon, the north slanted up as high as Yam Kineret in the northwest, and the western border was the Yarden. And now after Reuven and Gad, we move on to the half tribe of Menashe. Vayiten Moshe lachatzi shevet Menashe, vahi lachatzi mateh v'nei Menashe l'mishpechotam, and Moshe gave to the half-tribe of Menashe, and it was to the half-tribe of Menashe, the tribe of B'nei Menashe, to their families, vahi givulam imachanaim kol ha-bashan, kol mamechut og melech ha-bashan, v'chol havot ya'ir asher ba-bashan shishim ir. And their borders were from Mahanaim, in the south, that bordered Gad, all of Bashan, all of the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, all of Havot Ya'ir. These are the villages of Ya'ir, named after Ya'ir bin Menashe, that conquered these villages that were in the Bashan. 60 cities. V'hasi ha-Gil'ad v'ashtarot v'edrei, arem ha-mlechut Og v'Bashan, livne machir bin Menashe l'chatzi v'ne melachir l'mishpechotam. And half of the Gil'ad, this is the northern half above Nahal Yabok, and Ashtarot and Edrei. Again, these are the two capital cities of Og. The cities of the kingdom of Og Babashan, to the children of Machir, the son of Menashe, and to the half of Bnei Machir, the children of Machir, to their families. Right? Machir was Menashe's oldest son. Ele asher nichal Moshe be'arvot Moav me'ever le'Yarden Yericho Mizracha. And these, meaning these are the territories that Moshe assigned in the Arvot Moav, in the plains of Moav, on the eastern side of the Jordan. U'shevet ha-Levi lo natan Moshe nachala. Adonai Elohei Yisrael hu nachalatam ka'asher diber lahem. And to the tribe of Levi, Moshe did not give a portion to Hashem, the God of Israel. He is their portion, right? Meaning the korbanot, just as he spoke to them. Right? Kasher dibel lahem to the shevet, as we saw mentioned in Bemidbar Yudchet pasuk kaf dalid. With that, we finish up the division of the land to the two and a half shevatim on their eastern side of the Jordan. What's interesting is that we opened up with this perek with the commandment to Yehoshua to divide up the land, even the Eretz Nisharet. And then we dive into a recap of what Moshe already divided up to the two and a half Shevatim. Only in the next perakim will we see Yehoshua dividing up the land. I should mention that this isn't the first time we saw Moshe's doings mentioned as a prelude to Yehoshua's. Also in last Perek, Perek Yudbet, we mentioned the kings that Moshe killed, and only afterwards did we speak of the kings that Yehoshua killed. It seems as though the Navi is connecting Yehoshua to Moshe. Yehoshua is completing the work that Moshe started. So that takes care of the territories on the eastern side of the Jordan. In Perek Yudal, the next Perek, we will discuss the territories on the western side of the Jordan.